Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The kids that we once were, they wouldn't know us now. Well, I don't want you as a ghost. I don't want you as a fading light.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Back in 2009, Gary Lightbody of the multi-platinum-selling rock band Snow Patrol got a couple of friends together for a project he'd been thinking about. And by friends, I mean people like Peter Buck of REM, Scott McCoy of the Minus Five, Troy Stewart of the Windsor Player, and Richard Colburn from Bell and Sebastian. The resulting supergroup is called Tired Pony, and after a well-received debut album in 2010, they've reconvened to release a new record called The Ghost of the Mountain. Here's Tired Pony live on Soundcheck with a song called All Things All at Once.
Those days we were lions. In those days we were kings. It's not one thing or the other. It's all things all at once. Oh, I will love you better than him. 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 Oh, 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 oh. For flying, these wings are just for show. It's years since I've been flying. I'm down to the earth. Oh, I will love you better than him. Oh, I will love you better than him. Oh, I will love you better than him. Oh, I will love you better than him.
All Things All at Once, the name of the song. Live performance from the band Tired Pony here in the Soundcheck studio. Gary Lightbody singing and playing guitar. Gary, welcome.
Hello there.
And right next to Gary is Peter Buck, also playing guitar. Good to see you again, Peter.
How you doing?
Scott McCoy playing still more guitars and some backing vocals. And Troy Stewart over at our piano doing vocals, and Richard Colburn behind our drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio. So, Gary, let me ask you about Tired Pony, the name, before I ask you about the band.
Okay. Why try your best.
Tired Pony. I mean,
no,
short of calling your band Busted Down Old Nag, I mean, you know, it's like, what were you going for with that?
Well, originally it was my intention to... I wanted to do a side project away from Snow Patrol because the guys were having some downtime. So, and it was my intention to do like a country record.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, the first image that came to my mind when I thought of a country was a knackered horse. So, Tired Pony just sprung to mind. That's where it started. But of course, we didn't really go on to make a country record. It was more kind of Americana, but. That was the genesis of it, I guess.
Right. Now, it's not the first time you've done a side project away from Snow Patrol.
No. Another four-legged hoofed animal, the reindeer section, yes, which Richard was a member of as well. So,
mm-hmm.
we like to keep it in the family.
And it seems like both of those were maybe aimed at a more acoustic sound than, you know, the kind of the big arena-filling sound of Snow Patrol, maybe?
The reindeer section, I had no idea what I was doing at the time. There was 27 people on the second album. Wasn't it utter chaos, Richard? It was insane. I was on the phone most of the time during that record trying to get people to come into the studio.
Because 27 just wasn't enough for you?
We're a little shorthanded here.
I have no idea how we actually got the album done, because I think most of the album budget went on the phone bill. But it was a lot of fun as well. But Tired Pony is as the name might suggest, is much more relaxed than that. Seven of us in the room playing live, and that's how the records are made. And that's with the reindeer section, it was individual people coming in every
laying
day
down tracks
to do tracking on it. With Tired Pony, it's everybody playing live.
Really? So yeah. So what we hear on the record is essentially...
It's just
what
the seven of us, basically, yeah.
And five of you here with us today.
Five of us here. We're missing Jackknife Lee, and we're missing Ian Archer,
mm-hmm.
Who hasn't been on this New York trip with us. Jackknife had to leave today.
Okay, and Jackknife also produced the record.
He produced the two Tired Pony records. He's produced the last four Snow Patrol records. He produced the last two REM records. He is a machine.
Right. So Peter, there was a comfort level with him, I guess, for all of you, right, at that point?
Yeah, that was the connection. When I first met Garrett, I kind of said, well, you know, REM kind of fell in the trap of maybe spending way more time in the studio than was actually necessary or useful. And I kind of said, just, you know, your job is kind of keep it concise, and I'll be right behind you. And I think that he passed the word on to Gary that Scott and I were very quick and adaptable, and Gary was looking for something that maybe wasn't as long-winded as both of our bands had been. And I was, you know, really pleasantly surprised to get the call and happy to do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, the first Tired Pony album called The Place We Ran From, Gary, there was like, I don't know if you would say there was a story running through it, but there were characters who followed.
The characters appeared on that record. I'm not saying every song was about those characters, but they certainly reared their heads on that record. I think inspired by being in Portland, being with these guys, being in America in general, kind of those characters kind of raised their heads. For the first time in my life, in my songwriting life, I wasn't writing about my own life.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to kind of immerse myself in kind of... In fantasy to a certain extent, because I was writing about two people that I was making up, but I also felt like that I knew very well, and they were kind of inventions from American cinema, American novels, being on tour with Snow Patrol in America for many years,
yeah.
Meeting great characters up and down the country. They kind of became a composite. This man and woman became a kind of a composite of those people, and that. This whole record is about those two people, about their story. So the first record, maybe half of it. The second record, the whole thing is kind of about these two people.
So is it? I wouldn't say a concept album, but is it? Is the album a story?
It's a story, yeah, for sure. Concept record sort of conjures up negative negative connotations, but it's a, there's a narrative thread through it for sure, and I really enjoy writing about these people. I mean, they don't seem to have the best of time.
Yeah.
I'm very fond of them. Yeah.
By the end of the record, you do feel like you've gone through something with these two people.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Most of this record happens in their youth. They did something terrible, and I'm not going to tell anyone ever. It frustrates some people, most of this record happens in their old age. So it's a really reflective record. I think it's really beautiful to look back on a life that maybe not lived with the highest regard for yourselves. There is some beauty in that, and the music as well that all these wonderful musicians conjured up is just makes it so uplifting. So even the saddest songs actually seem quite uplifting.
Yeah. The album's called The Ghost of the Mountain. Here in the States, it's out on October 1st.
Yes.
So it's been out the whole rest of the world for like a month or more.
Yes.
I guess we were deemed not ready for this.
Yeah, it was too intense. It was basically just as we wanted to release it in America when we could get to America. So,
right, okay.
So this is when we can.
Is the songwriting process different here because you're working with Peter and Scott and the rest of the guys?
I come with an idea and then everyone decides upon an instrument. Because everybody here is a multi-instrumentalist apart from myself and is able to play many, many different instruments and it's kind of a luxury really to have that much talent in a room. So I play the bones of the song and then depending on what mood anyone's in, they pick an instrument and then we go from there.
It's very immediate though. I mean, you basically strum through the song for what seems like maybe the first time and then, you know, an hour later it's a finished recording pretty much, you know. It goes really quickly, you know. And it sounds like a record when seven people are playing at the same time. I'm not saying we didn't do any overdubs, but you know, it really sounds like a song once we play it, and we don't do 100 takes either.
Well, Peter was saying, you know, don't want to be too prolix there in the studio.
Yeah.
Get in, get out, say what you have to say. What are you playing on this song, Peter? Are you switching back and forth, guitar and bass?
Yeah, this is a six-string bass, which is, it's got the tone of a bass guitar, but it's a little twangier, you know. It's kind of a 60s thing. I would kind of throw it on the current Tired Pony record when I was trying to roughen up something that might have felt a bit smooth otherwise. So it's got kind of a, as you can hear right now, you know, it's got kind of, it kind of pushes a folkier song into different territory.
So it's the ill-mannered guest.
Exactly. Well, that's kind of my job in some ways with this band.
All right, the song is called Creak in the Floorboards. You will find it on the new album by the band Tired Pony. The record's called The Ghost of the Mountain, but here is a live performance in the Soundcheck studio.
Out to no one because we finally left the house.
That is Tired Pony.
Oh my goodness, that was hilarious.
What just happened there?
I forgot to put my headphones on at the start.
I took that as a good sign that you were just so comfortable here in our studio that you forgot where you were.
For anybody that's listening, that was obviously an electronic drum beat at the beginning, and Richard joins in halfway through. So when you don't have your headphones on, you can't hear anything. It's right. Silence. And I completely forgot to put them on. So everyone's looking at me going, okay, we're about to start now. Right. What are you doing? I'm going, what? I can't hear anything. Put your headphones on, you idiot.
But you got it together by the time you had to sing, which is the important thing.
Although I couldn't look him in the eye. I was afraid we'd just crack up. The minute I just turned away and just went, okay, I'm not going to look at the guy.
He was looking at Richard and laughing. I was like, he's not going to be able to sing this song. But through it.
I love live stuff. I love it.
Creek in the Floorboards is the name of that song played live by Tired Pony here on Soundcheck. The new album is called The Ghost of the Mountain. It is the second from this supergroup. And so, Gary, what's happening with Snow Patrol right now?
We're writing about to start writing the next album, mm-hmm. the seventh. Is it seventh? Seventh album. And it'll be recorded probably January, February next year.
Okay.
So hopefully out summertime for festivals.
And does that limit the amount of time that this band can be together and out on the road?
Well, there's lots of limitations to the time that we can spend together. There's no limitations when we're together. We have so much fun and it's very expensive. But the time when we're not, you know, Richard's about to go into the studio with Bell and Sebastian. Peter and Scott are making 14 million albums this year.
Right, there'll be another baseball project record from Peter and Scott.
Yes, my second solo record. Scott and I are putting out a 5-album vinyl minus 5 set. Don't even ask.
Five albums on vinyl.
I was talking to Richard last night. Now, record alcohol was involved, but I'll say this. Here's the theory to make more time for all of us. Book a tour, Snow Patrol, Bell and Sebastian, Tired Pony, and Nate's band, Little Matador. That's everyone in all the bands together, so no one can complain. No one's left out.
Right. And each concert lasts for 7 hours.
Yes.
And what's wrong with that?
Mini festival.
Yeah.
And Peter, it has been almost exactly 2 years since REM, quote unquote, called it a day. So you're fielding this question, I'm sure, every day now. The reunion tour.
You know, if that had happened when we were 25, I would just not say a word and go, well, you know. I see those guys all the time. Mike sang with us last night. Michael and I were hanging out. I won't use the phrase "not a chance in hell," but but it just, none of us can really imagine it. And I think it's mostly because we just can't imagine what in the world we would want to do that we haven't done. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm really so proud of all those songs. I love them. I can't think of an REM song that I ever need to play again. You know, I mean, they got played everywhere many times.
But our culture now is all about zombies, and you have this, you know, moldering corpse of a great old rock band. It's time to reanimate it and have it walk around undead again.
You know, zombie one REM. Of the things I like about all the other stuff I do is I'm playing songs that are 8 months to a year old.
Yeah.
And there's something really nice, you know, when I do solo shows now, and it's not, you know, it's whatever it is, but they're all brand new songs. Some of them I haven't recorded yet. Some we wrote at Soundcheck. So Tired Pony, all this stuff is new. So I just prefer to kind of do things that are really current. And never say never, but I can't really imagine, you know, going down that road again.
And Gary, by the end of The Ghost of the Mountain, you know, we sort of leave the two characters in a somewhat ambiguous place, but as you say, they're older, they're looking back. Are you done with these two, or is there more to tell?
No, they'll be back. They'll be back. It's a very J.J. Abrams end to the end of the record. Because nothing happens in order, chronological order, it's very easy to dip in and out of the story. So, like, from they were teenagers when they met to when, you know, in The Ghost of the Mountain, the guy actually dies. So it's not the end of the story. It might be the end of their... The first song I wrote for the record, which is why the album's called The Ghost of the Mountain, was that song.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually accidentally, I guess, killed him. And I thought, oh, oops. God, where do I go from here? but then, you know, you realize that it's not, you know, time isn't really, strictly linear on this. It's more Tarantino than anything else.
Okay. Well, the second record from Tired Pony is called The Ghost of the Mountain. It's a terrific album. How could it not be with this lineup of people playing it?
John.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in and playing for us today.
Thank you. Absolute thank pleasure. Thank
great
you.
Great seeing
you again.
Yeah.
This is Soundcheck. It's not a love until it's lost. It's not a heart until it's... Hope you've enjoyed our session here at soundcheck.org with Tired Pony. The audio will be available on demand later today. Just follow us on Facebook or Twitter. We'll let you know when it's up. The video that we've been shooting will be available on our website, soundcheck.org, sometime later. And join us again here tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern, at soundcheck.org. We'll have a live performance from the genre-bending, let's call them jazz quartet, known as Kneebody. That's tomorrow, 2 p.m., here at soundcheck.org. By Chitsung, by Chitsung, should give it here, I'll bite it too. Here's the thought, how about we both say what we mean? There's the smile, looks like it's been there all this time.